Hello, I am Tommy Anderberg, and I am told the winner of the community section of the Distors contest. I am, of course, very grateful and proud and shocked, and I must apologize for the image and sound quality. This is what I could arrange on short notice. Anyway, behind me you can see the winning contribution running. It is called Hypergrid to Go, and well, actually, what you can see is Windows running. What I did earlier today is I downloaded Hypergrid2Go, the CD image, which you can get yourself from SUSE Gallery, and I mounted it on a newly created virtual box, virtual machine. So what's going on here is that you see Windows, on that I run VirtualBox, inside VirtualBox is a virtual machine running, and that virtual machine is running Hypergrid2Go. It's not as complicated as it may sound, because as an appliance, Hypergrid2Go contains everything you need to run it. So it comes bundled with the operating system, in this case OpenSUSE 11.3, which is a great operating system to do just about anything, and the actual software which you're interested in this case OpenSIM. So let me say a word about OpenSIM. OpenSIM is a 3D virtual reality server. That means is that it lets you create a simulated 3D space in which you run around as an avatar and interact with other avatars, among other things. You can chat with them, you can exchange objects with them, you can create objects, even very complicated ones if you want to, entire buildings, and you can listen to music, you can watch videos. It's very interactive, lots of fun. It's not a game. It's built on game technology, but different people use it for very different purposes. The military use it to simulate situations. Fashion industry uses it to test designs. Educators use it a lot to illustrate different concepts, hold classes. Scientists use it to visualize data. So it has a broad set of uses, and it is a broadly useful collaborative platform. And it is fun. Let me show you. Now, here I cheated a little bit because I already have a viewer running. A viewer is the software you need to see what's going on inside the server and interact with it. And you can probably see at the center an avatar standing. It's a girl. It's a cute Asian girl. And around her there is a set of panels which display simple instructions on how to use the viewer. They are essentially redundant because this is really, really simple. All you have to do is press keys, arrow keys, to walk, turn left, turn right. You can press page up to fly. Here we go. And if this all seems strangely familiar, it probably is because you have at some point used Second Life. And true enough, this is essentially the open source remake of Second Life. And it is also largely compatible with Second Life. If you create an object in OpenSIM and export it, you can import it into Second Life, and it will look the same and work the same. The viewers are the same too. I can use this viewer to log into Second Life too. I should say that the objects you're seeing here, like this huge statue here, are collected from various OpenSIM servers around the net, all running Hypergrid. For instance, the statue is from OS Grid, which is the largest collection of OpenSIM servers currently running, mainly used for testing software, at least officially. The building is from OpenVCE. It's, well, that's a collaboration of educators. And there is more in the background, but let's not go there. Instead, I would like to point out what sets this apart from Second Life, and that's the Hypergrid. The Hypergrid is to OpenSIM what hyperlinks are to the web, essentially. You know, when you're on a web page and you click a link, you know that you can end up anywhere. The next page you land on can be hosted on a completely different server, which could be halfway around the world from the server which you started from. Different pages need not be on the same server. And, well, Hypergrid, same idea. You get links to different OpenStream servers. So, well, let me give you an example here. I have a simple object here. I click it, and it opens a web page. This is not necessarily the way you do it, but this is one way to use Hypergrid. The web page is Hyperica, which is one of several public directories of Hypergrid-enabled OpenStream servers. This one is run by Maria Corolla, the journalist. I select the destination server called Condensation Land, and here's the actual link, which I click. I get a teleport dialog, and I click teleport. And here we go. Ask the server for a connection. And with some luck, yes, we got one. Let me close the web page. And you can see that we are on the new server, Condensation Land. I cheated a little more today, and I checked where this server is located. It's in Spain. So, we started from my server, which is here with me and my desk in Sweden, and we are in Spain, but see, my avatar still looks the same, it's still the same avatar, and I could show you, if we had the time, which we don't, that my inventory, with all the objects I ever collected as this avatar, is with me. And if I were to pick up an object here, an object which I am allowed to copy, I would be able to put it away in my inventory, and it would follow me home when I go back home to my server, and I could then use it there, as any other object I own. So, that is the Hypergrid. Look, a balloon. So, to summarize, the Hypergrid is just like the web, essentially, but in 3D. You can travel with it, and you can have lots of fun exploring it, and you can meet new people, and you can create objects and give them away, and you can do lots of things collaboratively with people. Is it the future? I don't know, but it's fun. Oh, yeah, I've been asked to explain why I did this. Well, it's not like I did a whole lot, really. I mean, OpenSim and the Hypergrid are the creation of a fairly large number of very smart people, and I am not one of them. All I did was I collected this stuff in a single bundle, which is relatively easy to use. You don't even need to install anything, as I tried to explain at the start. You just need the CD image, and if you want to, you can burn that to a DVD, and then you plop the DVD into your computer and boot it from that, and it will run like I have been showing you. You don't even need to mess around with virtual machines if you don't want to. So my hope is that this will help people to try this out and get started with it. It should be a lot easier than installing the software piece by piece, as you traditionally have had to do. And another reason, of course, is that I wanted to try out SUSE Studio, which is it's a great way to put together something like this, an appliance which consists of a large number of different packages, and you want all of it to be bundled together with the operating system and ready to run. And SUSE Studio makes that really, really easy, and I expect to use it more in the future. It was fun, and of course, I got an award out of it. Well, thanks for listening, thanks for the award, and bye for now.